British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the United Kingdom will not be drawn into the Iran war and will pursue a closer partnership with the European Union. He says that the UK won't be dictated by external pressure and outlined a careful, measured response to the ongoing conflict.
This is not our war. We will not be drawn into the conflict. That is not in our national interest. And the most effective way we can support the cost of living in Britain is to push for de-escalation in the Middle East and a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
But he also says the war in Iran will likely have long-term consequences for the UK economy. That's why he's calling for a summit on the Strait of Hormuz, where about 20% of the world's oil exports flow through, to address what he calls growing risks to global shipping.
The UK has now brought together 35 nations around our statement of intent to push as one for maritime security across the Gulf. And today I can announce that later this week, the Foreign Secretary will host a meeting that brings those nations together for the first time, where we will assess all viable diplomatic and political measures that we can take to restore freedom of navigation, guarantee the safety of trapped ships and seafarers, and resume the movement of vital commodities.
The summit comes as President Donald Trump has assailed NATO allies for not doing enough to support the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. He's threatened to pull out of the alliance as allies, including Spain, have declined to provide support for the war. He would need a Senate vote of two-thirds to do so, which is unlikely. Trump is also seeking to commandeer control of the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran currently has. The summit could be a way of easing Trump's concerns with allies. Starmer also defended NATO, calling it a cornerstone of global security.
NATO is the single most effective military alliance the world has ever seen, and it has kept us safe for many decades, and we are fully committed to NATO. Secondly, that whatever the pressure on me and others, whatever the noise, I'm going to act in the British national interest in all the decisions that I make. And that's why I've been absolutely clear that this is not our war, and we're not going to get dragged into it. But I'm equally clear that when it comes to defence and security and our economic future, we have to have closer ties with Europe.
Starmer says he will also be holding a summit in the coming weeks to strengthen the alliance with the European Union that was frayed by Brexit. France and Italy also have pushed back against the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. France blocked aircraft carrying military supplies to Israel this past weekend. Italy denied permission for U.S. military aircraft to land at its airbase in Sicily before heading to the Middle East. Meanwhile, a fourth ballistic missile from Iran entering Turkish airspace was intercepted by NATO defense systems. Turkey holds NATO's second largest army. The Turkish Defense Ministry says developments across the region are being monitored closely. In mid-March, NATO indicated its readiness to defend all allies against any threat. For KPFA News, I'm Alexandra Saramsakci.